Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good things come in twos. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today we are broadcasting live from the Green Space. And coming up later on our live broadcast, the urban bluegrass duo of mandolinist Chris Thiele and guitarist Michael Daves. But we are going to start with a collaboration between two icons of American music. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band, bringing a little bit of New Orleans to our New York stage, and the Del McCoury Band, Del one of the godfathers of the American style of bluegrass. They're each proven masters of their respective traditions, and now they've come together on an album called American Legacies, the kings of New Orleans jazz meeting the king of bluegrass, and we're about to hear what the results sound like. Please welcome the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, the Del McCoury Band, live in the Green Space with the song, The Band's in Town.
Thank you. Jason Carter's in town to come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jason Carter's in town to come to play.
Yes, yes.
Well, Jason's in town to come to play. We hope the hashes get out the way. Jason Carter's in town to come to play.
Del McCurry Band, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, live on soundcheck from the Green Space, and a song called The Bands in Town. That was actually written by you, Ben Jaffe, is that right?
I actually wrote that over an old song that both of us share in common. We both play this song called Mama Don't Allow No Music Playing In Here. And we took those melodies, and Charlie, right before we go out on stage every night, Charlie always says, "Let's sweep up the ashes, gentlemen," and we put that to some music, and that was let off the record.
Well, it's a great song that seems obviously to fit with almost any situation. You can call out any number of names and have those people do solos, which is what was just happening here. Ben, why don't we get you up to a microphone up here? Del, the idea of a bluegrass band and a New Orleans jazz band coming together like this, how easy is the fit between the two?
It's really hard. No, it's just kind of natural, you know. A lot of the tunes, you know, we both know they have different names. We've got different names for the same tune, you know. But a lot of the old tunes, they came from jazz into bluegrass, you know, they did.
And the idea of taking a break so someone can solo, you have that in the bluegrass tradition as well.
For sure.
As we just saw and heard here in the Green Space. And folks listening at home, you can see as well as hear what's happening here with our live webcast, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Ben Jaffe from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, when you put bluegrass and jazz together, what do you get? What do you call this?
We tried it out. We didn't really have a recipe when we started. We were just trying to figure it out as we went. I think
kind of experimenting, weren't we?
We tried to take a couple different names because we thought that a bluegrass, you know, is obviously such a fitting name for what you know, Dell and the fellas do. But we were trying to think of a name for this. We were trying to think of like a jazz grass or or Ricky came up with Mardi Gras.
There you go.
I like that. I like that.
I think that's the name that's going to stick.
Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah, Jazz Grass wasn't going anywhere.
No, that's something else.
Del, the we think of bluegrass now, like jazz, as a kind of traditional American form. It's actually, you know, in terms of music history, a kind of a recent form, right?
I mean, actually, it is. It was not born until, say, the mid '40s. You know, on the Grand Ole Opry stage there in Nashville, Bill Monroe had four pieces, and he finally got that fifth piece. You know, that really fitted it all together was Earl Scruggs. You know,
the banjo
with the three finger roll.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, in the middle '40s, that's when it was born.
And around that time is when this next song was written, Jambalaya, by the great Hank Williams.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. So yes. This is a song, Ben, that sort of lies easily in both traditions.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I didn't even know who wrote this song, because when I grew up, I only knew it as a New Orleans song. All the bands in New Orleans play this song.
Al Hurt had a big hit with it.
Yeah,
I think,
and
in the 60s.
All the brass bands play this song. You go to Jazz Fest anytime, you'll hear this five different times. You know, five different ways, and it was great when, you know, just as I got older and realized that Hank Williams wrote it, and realizing all the connections, and then, you know, working with the fellas and Dell, and just realizing that, you know, there was some song they grew up with too, but you know, from a different side of the coin.
Yeah.
You
know.
So you guys play nicely together, basically, is what this all.
Well,
works
it's
out
actually it's too easy. It's really too easy. I mean, we didn't really have to go out and do anything really different. We just had to learn how to all play together dynamically, and you know, that there's a, and just fit together rhythmically, because everybody has a like everybody in our band has a counterpart in Dell's band, and vice versa, rhythmically, harmonically. You know, I mean, just now you're hearing, you know, Jason and Charlie trade solos on that. It's sometimes it's hard to even tell who's playing, because it's the same range and the same timbre, and really they're playing the kind of the same lines. And you know, you think about it, I mean, the violin really is the human voice, you know, closest to the human voice, and so is the clarinet. So
right. And you've got the tuba, and you've got the bass in Dell's band, so you got the bottom end kind of anchored there.
Well, funny thing, Dell can tell you about the tuba. Actually, there's not a lot of tuba in a bluegrass.
No. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you this little story, Ben, about, you know, the first time Ben came to the Grand Ole Opry, and I said, you got your tuba? We were members of the Grand Ole Opry there in Nashville, and so I said, Ben, did you bring your tuba? Yeah, he said, it's right outside here. I said, let's go do one on the show, you know. So we did a number where Ben took a break on the tuba, and so did Alan on the bass fiddle, you know. And so, funny thing, we came off stage, and I thought, I didn't ask management if it's okay to do this. I figured, well, better to do it than ask.
Anyway. Easier to ask forgiveness than to ask permission.
You're
right.
Yeah. But oh, he really liked it. And by the way, he said, now anytime you can get the New Orleans Jazz Band to come on the Opry, you just bring them right on in here. Just call us, you know. But anyway, we walked off stage, and there was a prominent bluegrass band leader there at the side of the stage, and he said, does this mean we all have to have a tuba now?
Del McCurry and his band are here with us in the green space, and of course from New Orleans, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Let's hear this Hank Williams classic. It's Jambalaya, soundcheck, live from the green space.
Folk come to see. Steve on by the dozen. Dress in style, go hog wild, me old mile. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, the crawfish pie, the filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Jeremy-o. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya, the Hank Williams tune, Del McCurry and his band, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band from New Orleans. Let me introduce you to the musicians. Some of them got a shout out in the first song, but you haven't met all of them yet. First of all, of course, Del McCurry singing, playing the guitar.
Thank you.
Ronnie McCurry playing the mandolin. Rob McCurry playing the banjo. Alan Bartram on the bass. Jason Carter playing the fiddle. And from New Orleans, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, you've met Ben Jaffe, who plays the tuba, actually sousaphone. Mark Bro plays the trumpet. Uh-huh. Ricky Monet lurking at the back at the piano. Charlie Gabriel playing the clarinet. Clint Majan playing the white saxophone. And Freddie Lonzo on trombone. Last but not least, Joe Lasty on the drums. Now, Del, you mentioned before Bill Monroe. It's the 1940s. He's creating bluegrass. You played with Bill Monroe, right?
Yes, I did. Back in the early 60s, I played just about a year with him, you know.
So you're kind of an inheritor of the first generation of the bluegrass tradition, just as these guys in the Preservation Hall Jazz Band are keeping a tradition alive. How do you kind of walk the tightrope between keeping the tradition alive and also not becoming a museum piece?
Well, you know, you just have to. I just like all music, you know, and it's all related in the end. It's all connected somehow.
Well, as we just heard, a country singer-songwriter writing a piece just done by a bluegrass and a jazz band.
There you go.
It all comes together.
It does.
All right, so things like this keep both traditions young, you think?
I think so.
Collaborations?
Yeah, I think so, you know.
So what do you want to play for us next? Is this one of your tunes, Banjo Frisco?
Oh, yeah, I think I wrote this. See, I used to be a banjo player. My first time in New York City was playing banjo with Bill Monroe, and we played Town Hall, and I didn't play this tune there, though. We just did all Bill Monroe songs, you know. But later on, before he's not here.
It's your gig. You want to play your song, you go right ahead. Please welcome back to the Green Space on Soundcheck the Del McCurry Band and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
Well, what we're going to do is a little version of a tune that I wrote when I was playing banjo. And of course, Rob does it a lot better than I ever did. But anyway, we're going to do just a little short version of it. And then we're going to, we redid it again out in San Francisco when we did the album. And we renamed the tune. So see what you think of this little short version, and we'll give you a good long version. Take it, Mark.
Thank you.
Oh, that is fun stuff. It's called Banjo Frisco. It's a Del McCurry song. You heard Del McCurry's band, Bluegrass Icons of the American South, performing with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band of New Orleans. And there is more where that came from. The album is called American Legacies. It is out now. And these two bands will make their way literally across the street to City Winery to play tonight. But they've been performing for us here in the green space today. Del, to you and the band, and Ben, you and the rest of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Up next, another side of bluegrass as two New York-based musicians take the stage here at the Green Space. Mandolinist Chris Thiele and guitarist Michael Daves will join us. You can watch live if you're listening at home. Our webcast is at wnyc.org/soundcheck. This is Soundcheck live from the Green Space.